Welcome to the 20% True Podcast, Season 5, Monster of the Week, Episode 10, Come See the Hodag. I'm Carolyn Rahaman. Hodag, the menace of the Midwest, the foe from the forest. Just three tickets. See the Hodag! It took a dozen trained bear wrestlers with 100 years experience between them to take on the beast in the mightiest struggle this side of the Canadian border. They charged it all at once, wrapping beefy arms around its legs and tail and back and neck. And as one they squeezed the beast, squeezed and squeezed and held on for dear life as it thrashed and threw three men into the air and then used its mighty tree-like tail like a club against the others, indifferent to how it was beating itself as well. So mighty is the Hodag. But these men, these brave men, held on to the Hodag. The Hodag, the devil of the Dells. Just three tickets to see it. Those brave men held on, squeezing it into submission. They could feel it sagging, feel it gasping, and then it rolled, flattening four more men under its weight. But even then they held tight. Even then they fought against the rampaging of the beast until finally, at great personal expense, after 2 deaths and 3 severe injuries, finally they subdued the Hodag, the great river toad of the Great River Road. Subdued for the betterment of mankind, and now you can see the power of their sacrifice, the victory of man over nature. See the Hodag! For just 3 tickets, you can smell his noxious stink. 3 little tickets to hear his horrible breathing. For just 3 tickets, you too can see the Hodag! Feast your eyes on the Hodag. The beast straight from Jurassic times, unchanged by millennia, except for its new penchant for devouring humans and swallowing white bulldogs whole. An honest-to-God dinosaur that outlived all other ancient beasts through cunning and ferocity. See the beast that time forgot. 3 tickets here. It has the head of a frog, the body of a giant lizard. Its rattling roar will haunt your darkest nightmares. Step right up. Just 3 tickets to see the horrible Hodag. You there. Don't tell me you fell prey to the hoax on the other side of the fair. No! That mechanical construction of wires. That lie disguised by darkness and a fog machine. Did they tell you you would see the Hodag? Oh, sir, you have been misled. I weep that you've been taken in by those thieves, those swindlers across the Midway. I asked Fair Security to have them removed, but would they listen? No! Security is on the take. You came to the fair to see the Hodag, but those con artists showed you an automaton rather than a true monster. You came to see the Hodag, and you must see the true Hodag. My friend, come, see. You deserve to see the truth rather than have a man, no, a boy, of such poor character lead you astray. For you, sir, just 1 ticket to see the horror of the Hodag. Tell your friends. See the Hodag. Be shocked by this beast of legend. Many before have claimed ownership over the Hodag. And who could truly own such a force of nature, my friends? But here, only here, will you see the real thing. The genuine article, the Hodag and all its terrible glory. Don't be fooled by tricksters and hustlers on the other side of the fair who claim that they've seen the Hodag in the wild and lived. Who've claimed they've touched its scaly hide as they pulled it from a dry creek bed. They intend to fool you, but be assured, ladies and gentlemen, non-binary people and women who ain't no ladies, be assured that their so-called Hodag is a fake, made of wires and gears. Only here will you find the true Hodag. Flesh and blood and gore and stink. The last remaining monster from the Cretaceous. The nightmare that goes bump in the night. The reason your mother told you not to hike alone in the woods. That is here and only here. See the true Hodag. Just 3 tickets. See the Hodag. The last terror of the woods. Now captured. The last unknown of the American wilderness. It took 2 dozen men to subdue it. They snuck out in the dead of night, not daring to light a flashlight. They snuck up on its cave, braving the stench and the deafening, grating sounds of its snores. But those brave 2 dozen men, they silently held out cloths, soaked in chloroform, held them out on sticks right up to the Hodag's wide, horrible face. Did it snort? Did it wake? No! Their silence was absolute. And then it took all 2 dozen men to haul the beast out, still silent as ghosts, so as not to wake the monster that had terrorized Wisconsin for 26 blood-curdling years. Come, see the fruits of their bravery. See the Hodag. Just 3 tickets. 3 tickets here. Friends, I know that the so-called Hodag on the other side of the fair advertises the same thrills, the same scares. But do they offer you a sense of awe? Where else can you experience such an ancient force of nature? Will you leave that liar's tent with a sense of triumph? Can you leave his tent and feel proud, proud to have been part of bringing this horrible creature, this eater of bulldogs, this terror of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, to justice? No. See the Hodag, the unclean fiend with the fine-grained sheen, the Hodag, who once smashed the western wall of Taliesin, Taliesin, friends, the travesty, the horror. Architects running in terror through the night as the Hodag's roars filled the air and shattered stained glass. And in the chaos, in rolled the firefighters, the local police, the National Guard, and they set up barricades and braved the beast's wrath, showering it with bullets and a 400 PSI water hose. And did the creature care? With the destruction and the sirens and the flashing lights, did the monster do more than burp up an Art Deco lamp? No! No, those brave heroes subdued the Hodag only with ingenuity. They lured it into a tractor trailer, playing a recording of its own cries, so it thought a second Hodag was in distress. You've never seen a Hodag, a 2,000-pound Hodag, move so fast, slithering, scuttling along the ground. And friends, never before have you heard such a sound of anger, a scream of rage as it stood over the tape recorder and realized it had been fooled. As you have not been fooled, no, for although the Hodag is clever, it is not as smart as you, sir. Yes, you. The Hodag shook the trailer, flipping the whole thing over in its struggles, denting the siding. It took a crane to right it. But by then it was too late. It was captured. For just 3 tickets, you can hear its raging screams. Do you dare to step forward? Do you dare to get close when it is so enraged? And friends, I know that that phony on the other side of the park may look trustworthy, with his wide shining eyes and boyish good looks. But do not be fooled. He knows he'll sway you if he smiles at you just so. His words may sound pretty, but his stories are outright falsehoods. Don't be taken in. Don't be fooled. You're too clever for such deceptions. Tell him you will not be swayed. You will not go to the movies with him. You will not ride in his car with the windows rolled down, no. Tell him you will stand strong. Tell him you will see the real Hodag, the true Hodag, the 1,000 pounds from the Cave of the Mounds. See the real monster and know that you, yes you, ma'am, you are a savvy consumer who can recognize the scrape of claws of a beast from the Triassic when you hear it. Carry that knowledge with you as you leave this fair. Carry it tomorrow and the next day and the next day. You will not be fooled. For just 3 tickets, you have seen the Hodag. Mm-hmm. 100% True podcast was written and produced by me, Carolyn Rahaman. Music was composed by Kamiku. If you like the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts so other people can discover it. Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/20percenttrue. Visit my website, 20percenttrue.blogspot.com, for updates, thoughts on writing, and book reviews. And follow me on Twitter at CarrieNTheHits.